I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanction an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. In a statement carried by the North Korean state news agency KCNA, the ministry spokesman said Pyongyang categorically rejects the resolution, which it says is a result of U.S. terror at the success of its nuclear and missile programs. Reuters' John Hyland reports.
The U.S.-drafted resolution, supported by longtime Pyongyang allies Russia and China, commits the Security Council to further sanctions if there's another nuclear test or ballistic missile launch. In November, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared the nuclear force complete after the test of the isolated nation's largest ever missile, which it said puts all of the United States within range. It denies its nuclear program is in contradiction of international law, but rather a self-defensive deterrence. The latest statement described Washington as getting, quote, more and more frenzied in moves to impose the harshest ever sanctions and pressure on the country.
Venezuela's leftist government has begun releasing political prisoners in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government decided to release at least 80 people who were detained after participating in an anti-government demonstration or several demonstrations. The prisoners are being released one at a time, and it is expected to take a while before that whole process is completed. Rights groups, however, say that the government is holding as many as 268 political prisoners. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An official of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, plans to step down after months of